Welcome to Stay Healthy New England, a platform focused on chronic pain, pelvic health, and wellness, with monthly episodes featuring top health and wellness experts all over the U.S. This podcast can be a starting point in looking for ways to naturally experience pain relief right in the comfort of your home, breaking free from the shackles of chronic pain. In traditional approaches, it is easy to feel like an object on a conveyor belt moving through the doctor's office. The humanness of it, all gone. Your pain is real to you, and it limits the real human life that you're living. Dr. Jessica Papa, founder of Arancia Physical Therapy and the creator of the Conquer Mystery Pain e-course, is your host for Stay Healthy New England. Tune in and learn how to conquer your mystery pain now. Here's your host, Dr. Jessica Papa.
Hello, Stay Healthy New Englanders. It's Dr. Jess here, and today's podcast, we're going to be going over all things pelvic floor and why it's important and how you can support it. We're also going to delve into some quick and easy tips, 4 out of 9 to be exact, to help you transform the way your body feels and enable you to take your life back. Isn't that so exciting? Yeah. So first and foremost, let's talk about the pelvic floor. It's something that not everybody knows, you know, the definition of technically, and you've probably heard of it before and your pelvic floor, and you know it's somewhere down there, but you probably don't know all the incredible things it does for you every day. You can thank your pelvic floor for your ability to get out of bed in the morning and your ability to control your urinary and bowel functions. Yep, life would be pretty grim and messy without our trusty pelvic floors. So in this podcast, we're going to cover some pelvic floor basics, as well as discuss how the pelvic floor is influenced by things like our breathing, posture, and movement patterns. So let's get started. So what is the pelvic floor? The pelvic floor is a hammock-shaped group of muscles, and it runs between the pubic bone in the front and the tailbone in the back of the pelvis. So a woman's pelvic floor muscles support her uterus, bladder, and bowel, while a man's pelvic floor supports his bladder and bowel. And your pelvic floor muscles help you with a number of important functions, one of which is allowing you to move freely by supporting your hips, your spine, and your low back. It also allows you to have control over when and where you empty your bowels and bladder. For example, when you're on the toilet and not when you're in the middle of a PTA meeting, let's say. Your pelvic floor also supports your sex organs and plays a central role in a happy, healthy, and pain-free sex life. So now that we've covered why your pelvic floor is so important, let's chat about how you can get your best support so its function is optimal. So let's talk about breathing. Breathing is a key function to everything we do as humans, and it's very important when it comes to how well our pelvic floor muscles function. In fact, diaphragmatic breathing, is essential to help cleanse our lymphatic system. We'll get more into that a little bit later. When we inhale, the dome-shaped diaphragm muscle flattens, and that moves our organs down into the abdominal cavity. So in order to avoid squishing our organs, our pelvic floor and abdominal muscles lengthen and expand to allow the organs to move down. As we exhale, the diaphragm lifts and the pelvic floor and abdominal muscles return to their resting positions. So people who often hold their breath during stressful times, bowel movements with breath holding, or during strenuous activity, which can cause the coordination and coordinated movements between the pelvic floor and diaphragm to be very disrupted. So we want to train yourself to breathe in a way that works in unison with your pelvic floor muscles. You can try this at home if you're in a safe space, quiet in your room maybe, laying on your back with a pillow under your head and knees. Try breathing in gently through your nose and into your belly. Then I want you to gently exhale through your nose. Now bring your awareness to your pelvic floor muscles and try to contract them while you exhale. Then you're trying to stop the flow of urine. Picture that. And relax them when you inhale. So by learning to properly breathe in coordination with your pelvic floor muscles, you can reduce your risk of developing a wide variety of pelvic floor dysfunctions. Something like a pelvic floor prolapse. We can get into that at a later date. So let's talk about the next one, posture. The positions and postures you sit and stand in every day can directly affect the function of your pelvic floor muscles. The alignment of your spine and pelvis when you stand or sit can work for you or against you when trying to support your pelvic floor function. For example, a slumped body posture places prolonged and excessive pressure on your internal organs and pelvic floor, which can contribute to various forms of pelvic floor dysfunction and issues. Actually, studies have shown that when we sit in a slumped posture, our pelvic floor muscle activity is significantly less than when we are sitting up tall with proper posture. Here are some quick tips that we'll chat about to maintain proper posture when you're sitting in a chair. One, put your buttocks up against the back of the chair and place a small roll or cushion in the small of your low back. Two, when you sit with your weight evenly balanced between both sit bones, no leg crossing. Three, place your feet hip width apart. Four, pretend there's a string attached to the crown of your head pulling you upward. Five, tuck your chin in slightly. And six, pull your shoulders back so that they're in line with your hip bones. Tips for maintaining proper posture when standing is very similar as when you're sitting. The only real difference is to stand with your weight evenly distributed between both legs, and you want to maintain a slight inward curve of your lower back. Let's talk about motion next. Have you ever heard the phrase, motion is lotion? This means that the more you move your body, the more your joints are getting the natural lubricants they need to stay active and healthy. Activity also helps improve circulation to your muscles and bones. So motion is lotion, and it applies to all the joints and muscles of your body, including your pelvic floor muscles. So we want to avoid sitting and standing in one position for too long and try to change your positions, sitting to standing to laying down to walking, as often as you possibly can. The next one is key. You want to learn to relax or contract your pelvic floor muscles. So depending on the state of your pelvic floor, you may need to either lengthen and relax your pelvic floor muscles or tighten and contract your pelvic floor muscles. If your pelvic floor muscles are too loose, try engaging in exercises that work to tighten them, such as the clamshell exercise, which is laying on your side with both knees together close up towards your chest and gently lifting the top leg up about an inch to an inch and a half and hold it for a few seconds and bringing it back down. And the side step is another great exercise to help tighten the pelvic floor, gently moving your hips side to side, one leg out to the side at a time and bringing the other one back together. However, if your pelvic floor muscles are too short and tight, you'll want to engage in exercises that contribute to lengthening and loosening the muscles. Something like a pelvic clock or bridging on a wall while breathing, and something else that's called a mermaid stretch, which we can get into at a later date. This is more for the person who is in PT, who's already been assessed by a pelvic floor therapist and understands whether or not their pelvic floor individually is tight and they need lengthening exercises, or is a little bit too lengthened and they need some tightening, strengthening exercises. But the bottom line is, I hope through this podcast that you feel more knowledgeable and more in tune with what your pelvic floor is, where it is, and that you've discovered some helpful tips, hopefully, for supporting this important group of muscles. If you apply just some of the tips that we mentioned, you'll definitely be more effective in supporting your pelvic floor so that it can basically continue to best support you. And as promised, we're going to go over a couple of tips that will help you if you're experiencing pelvic pain currently. You first and foremost want to reach out to a pelvic health specialist nearest you. That could be a pelvic floor physical therapist or even an occupational therapist that specializes in treating patients with chronic pelvic conditions. So number one tip, and this might sound like a, oh yeah, duh, but it's often overlooked because of the current fashion trends that are out there now. So it's to avoid tight clothing. I see a lot of patients that love to wear tight leggings, tight jeans, jeggings, And they're not very helpful when it comes to our pelvic floor tissues and also for our circulatory system. They tend to constrict and tighten and don't allow for that natural flow of lymph. So tight clothing, again, constricts the blood supply around your pelvis and doesn't allow your pelvic muscles to get the nutrition they need. Basically, without the proper blood supply, the muscles can't get tight. They can get tight and very tender or painful. Imagine how it feels when your foot begins to fall asleep and you get that tingly feeling, and then you get the blood flow moving again. It feels like a warm bath comforting your muscles. But remember, it's a cumulative process, and over time, your muscles may not relax on their own without some help. This next tip is super important. We want to avoid constipation or straining. Constipation is a very common thing in our culture with our standard American diet, which is pretty sad. It's very sad and it wreaks havoc with the pelvic floor. And anytime we have to bear down hard or push to have a bowel movement, our pelvic floor muscles actually reflexively contract and prevent the exact thing we want to happen. This then can then cause a long-term struggle with our body's natural function to evacuate, and the muscles holding it tight and holding it back. Over time, the muscles get tightened more and more, shortened and painful, leading to pelvic pain and even more constipation. It's a terrible vicious cycle. So definitely fiber up and eat at least 5 to 7 fruits and veggies a day so your pelvic floor won't be sad anymore. Another really helpful tip is to avoid sitting sustained on your side or your buttock. When something is painful, we naturally try to avoid it, right? So many people who suffer from pelvic pain have more on one side versus than the other. And the tendency then is for you to unweight the painful area and sit on just one side or the other, or perhaps shift from one side to the other. Then this would, you know, actually puts extra added stress on your spine with twisting and causing your muscles to overstretch and weaken. Now your spine is vulnerable to injury as well. So this will catch up with you over time. Don't do it in the long run for the long term. Okay, my last helpful tip for you is do not use a donut to sit on. Okay, many of our patients try sitting on a donut cushion to take the pressure off their bottoms. This actually can cause more problems, as the donut cushion causes compression in areas that can limit blood flow and cause further back and pelvic pain. There is no perfect cushion for everyone, as we're all made so unique and different. And as your physical therapist that you're seeing, if it were me, we will find the right cushion for your body to relieve your pain specifically. But more importantly, we will be addressing your painful tissue restrictions manually, both externally and internally, so we can rid the issue fully, not just cover it up or give you short-term relief. So like I said, get physical with your physical therapy. Find a pelvic health specialist nearest you. The best way to end pelvic pain is really to consult with a specialist who can give you individualized one-on-one hands-on treatment in a calm and private environment like ours here at Orontia PT. Everything is personalized. There's no big gym. It's all one-on-one treatment rooms. The environment is relaxing and calming, so you can share absolutely your most personal things with us and not worry who's going to hear you. You'll leave having your questions answered and concerns eased and hope for a resolution of your symptoms, but more important, give you the bigger picture plan on how to keep them gone for the long term. And so if you're interested in learning about the rest of these tips, go ahead and email patientcare@orontiapt.com and mention this podcast, and we'd love to send you over the rest of this free report that goes over 9 quick and easy tips to transform the way your body feels and enables you to take back your life. We hope to hear from you soon. Until now, stay healthy, New England.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Stay Healthy New England. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts so others can find this helpful information too. We really appreciate that effort. To learn more about your host, Dr. Jessica Papa, and to gain more information on the Conquer Mystery Pain e-course, please visit orontiapt.com. thanks again for tuning in. And we'll catch you in the next episode of Stay Healthy New England.
Welcome back, everybody, to Stay Healthy New England. This episode is all about understanding tailbone pain during pregnancy as well as during postpartum. So if you're expecting a baby or had one recently, you might have come to know what a roller coaster ride it is. So it's full of emotions, obviously excitement, fear, and unfortunately a little pain. But pregnancy is the time when a woman surrenders her entire body for the beautiful purpose of bringing a new life into the world. And pregnancy doesn't only cost your physical health, but also your mental well-being. This is because your body goes through various changes, which are sometimes very uncomfortable. Many of these discomforts may persist after your pregnancy as well. One such is coccyx pain. This is something that I dealt with as well during my postpartum period after my first son, Theodore, was born. And in simpler words, it's the pain that you feel in your tailbone. I had, like I said, significant tailbone pain, which lasted a good 7 weeks after giving birth to Teddy. And the pain that I experienced was significant at times, making sitting unbearable. I was only able to get comfortable laying on my side. So if your tailbone has become a real pain in the butt, keep on listening. So what is the coccyx or tailbone? A quick anatomy breakdown of the coccyx, which is popularly known as the tailbone. It's a very, very tiny bone at the bottom of your sacrum. Your sacrum is the triangular bone at the end of the lumbar vertebrae, your backbone. The coccyx is basically the vestigial tail of humans, which disappears during the 8th week of pregnancy. It joins the pelvis at the sacrum bottom, and this connection is called sacrococcygeal symphysis, which is further supported by 5 ligaments. So it's because of these connections that most of your movements are pain-free. The coccyx is additionally supported by a lot of small muscles, which is very significant for the body to function optimally. So the tiny bone has a huge role in the normal functioning of the pelvic region, and that is going to be further discussed in a few minutes. Also, the connection between the coccyx and the pelvic floor allows it to point anteriorly in men, but downward in women. Well, this is very beneficial as it provides some extra space for baby in the body so that the mom can hold it right. The importance of the coccyx is varied. So the coccyx is one of the most significant parts of your lower body, especially during pregnancy. So for example, the tailbone and the ischium, which is the bony part of the buttock, provide a tripod support system that's very important while you are sitting. It distributes your weight evenly and ensures the balance and stability of that region. So furthermore, the coccyx connecting to the muscles in the pelvic floor plays a great role in its stability and strength. This helps you walk, helps you run, and move around easily. Also, the tailbone is important because it supports the anus and the vagina for easy excretion. Because your tailbone aids with connecting your pelvic floor muscles and also with balancing during pregnancy, it supports the muscles that hold your uterus or your womb in place too. So this is essential since your baby is within your uterus until birth. Now, if you experience tailbone pain during and after pregnancy, listen up. Tailbone pain during pregnancy and postpartum is very common. Here are a few reasons why. Like we mentioned above, women going through a lot of changes in their bodies during childbirth. One of those changes is the low back curve. It's commonly experienced by pregnant women when they stand or tuck their buttock or clench their glutes, their low back curve increases. The body's center of gravity also changes and women lose their core strength as well. So the abdominal muscles stretch to a great extent to make more room for baby, which is likely the cause of tailbone pain. The next reason could be the position of the baby. If baby is posterior, positioned headway down, its head is likely to push against your sacrum and tailbone. It adds to the pressure on the two, leading to discomfort and pain. Your pelvic floor is greatly affected during the birth of your baby. This is the reason for postpartum tailbone pain after delivery. There is a muscle called the levator, and the muscle, and it's responsible for the coccyx attachment. It's closely related to the prolapse of the pelvic organ. When I one or more of the organs in the pelvis slip down from their normal position and bulge into the vaginal canal. The use of forceps during vaginal delivery can also lead to tearing of the muscles among up to 50% of women. So a part of the muscle is likely to pull off from the pubic bone, and it may cause tailbone pain. Also, during a vaginal delivery, the muscles and ligaments stretch a lot. This destabilizes your low back, sacrum, and coccyx. So this stretching and overstretching is another reason for tailbone pain after pregnancy. Another reason with low back pain is the use of epidural during the delivery process. It can be linked to low back pain. Finally, the mother acquires some stressed positions while delivering the baby. So this is one of the factors for tailbone pain, as it undergoes major pressures, force, and stress to facilitate the passage of the baby. So on a positive note, what can be done to help the coccyx pain that you might be experiencing during pregnancy and postpartum? So here are a few quick treatment options for tailbone pain during and after pregnancy. I can't stress this first one enough. The first thing you need to do is consult a pelvic health specialist and get some physical therapy. The pelvic floor therapy and training can help you ensure stability, mobility, and enhance coordination. It can help your coccyx to position right so that the mama can hold her baby easily. I would urge you to find a therapist who is trained at treating the pelvic floor internally as well as externally. Releasing the pelvic tissues internally can be highly effective for tailbone pain. I cannot stress that enough. A technique that we utilize here at my clinic, Arancia Physical Therapy, is authentic John Barnes myofascial release. We also utilize dry needling and acupuncture, as well as visceral mobilization and some other therapies that you can acquire to relieve your tailbone pain. Outside of this are common too. We also encourage diaphragm breathing so you can help the situation as well on a regular constant basis. It basically helps in creating appropriate pressure in the abdomen area and helps with bowel health by acting as a continuous sort of massage, helping to alleviate the low back pain and naturally stretch and strengthen the pelvic floor. Lifestyle changes are also important to think about, making sure you keep a nice neutral spine while sitting and standing and resting, as well as eating healthy and working out, among a few. So if you are somebody that you know or love is experiencing tailbone pain, coccyx pain before, during, and after pregnancy, please have them look into finding a pelvic health specialist who is really qualified and trained in this condition, in this sort of very common but not normal ailment. This is something that a lot of women go through and just suffer through, not knowing that there is help out there. So if you're in the New England area, please give us a call, Arancia PT. We're always happy to help our moms and also women who are in the baby boomer age range as well, who've just kind of sat with the pain and dealt with it, and finally it's built up to it's really affecting more than they can handle at the moment. So our number is 401-602-7006. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to have a complimentary consultation on us so we can learn more about what's going on with you, to see if we can help you, and if not, see if we can get you into the right hands. Until next time, stay healthy, New England.